You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Pod, brought to you by Mesa Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network, as we have somehow made it to the final week of the college football regular season. It goes by way too quickly each and every year. I am Luke Giardi, joined by Von Lozon and Scotty White, making the return appearance from across this pond. Scotty, I'm a little disappointed that you still sound like yourself, though. I thought you were coming back with an accent for sure.
Dude, I wish. I tried to get one, but it just wasn't there quite long enough. But it is great to be back, you know. I was able to watch all the games over there, but literally as soon as my plane landed today, I went on FanDuel, whipped up a little college basketball parlay. I've missed the betting, so it's great to be back.
Von, how you doing here tonight, my man?
I mean, I'm glad that Scotty's back. It's good to have you back, my friend. But in terms of like overall vibes, not very good after that last week going 0-7-1. Might have to pull out a little reversey this week and just make picks just to make picks like I did a couple weeks ago, and it was a winning week that week. So let's let's get weird. It's week 13. Let's have some fun.
Well, we'll give you the little setup here. Scotty, for the second week in a row, was the winner of the week, though we will say our picks on the Pick'em Pod have not been all that fantastic. Scotty did in week 11 go 5-3. Last week he ended up winning it at 3-4-1 overall. I went 2-5-1 overall. Von went 0-7-1, as he mentioned. So as it stands, as we head into the final week of the regular season, I am still leading the way at 47-53-1 on the year. Scotty is 7 games back at 40-60-1, and Von has dropped down to third now, 1 game behind Scotty at 39-61-1 as we head into the final week of the regular season. So you boys might need a miracle to catch me, but you just never know. And we're going to kick it off on Friday in a top 25 matchup. The Green Wave of Tulane headed to Cincinnati, and the Bearcats 2-point favorites, Vaughn.
Yeah, this is going to be like one of the underrated matchups of the weekend. It starts this is Friday. There's the first few games we're going to pick start on Friday. You know, Thanksgiving week's kind of a little weird with college football, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati, the home team here. They've performed very well coming off a CFP appearance last year coming into this season. I didn't think they would parlay that into success this year with losing Ritter and Sauce Gardner and all those guys, but they've performed over my expectations. I think they're going to finish the year strong. Give me Cincy -2.
Scotty, how do you feel about it?
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be, I love Thanksgiving weekend getting to start off on Friday and watch some games. And yeah, this one's huge. I mean, both these teams looking to potentially sneak in for a New Year's Six bid. And I'm gonna go with Tulane here. I think that they're able to. It's gonna. I think it's gonna be really, really close. But I like them to find a way to win or at least cover that spread there. And Luke, I got a request. Can you just pick the opposite of me so I have a shot here? I've got to.
No, pick, no. I was hoping for the same thing. I am exactly 8 pick. Like if I go 8-0 and Luke goes 0-8, we would tie Luke. So please pick Tulane.
Unfortunately, I'm with the Bearcats here, boys. They're at home as a 2-point favorite under that key number of 3, coming off a nice win on the road against Temple last week. 20-point win in that game. And Cincinnati, as you guys have mentioned, have played pretty good, and that defense is outstanding. It ranks 15th. In SP plus, whereas, you know, Tulane, they're solid, but they don't do anything elite, right? They're just inside the top 50 offensively, just outside the top 30 defensively. Special teams are concerned with the Green Wave. They're going to be on the road. Give me the Bearcats -2 on Friday. In the ACC, we've got NC State traveling to UNC, who inexplicably lost to Georgia Tech a week ago, but they are 6.5-point favorites on Friday night, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my strategy here now is just trying to read Luke's brain and go with the opposite of what I think he's going to pick. So I'm really changing up what I was going to do, but I still kind of like this pick with UNC here. I'm going to go with UNC, hoping that they can get a bounce back and find a way to win this one by at least a touchdown.
How do you feel about it, Vaughn?
Yeah, I was going to say UNC as well. I think they're due for a bounce back game that, like you guys mentioned already with the game last week, just completely, you know, probably one of the worst losses of the season. I think I said that last week for the Kentucky Vanderbilt game, but I think UNC losing at home to Georgia Tech, that might take the top spot there. So I expect a bounce back performance. NC State has been very on and off over the last month or so. I trust North Carolina to cover this touchdown spread and go into the ACC championship game on a high note.
Yeah, it's hard not to take UNC when you take a look at what NC State's done the last couple of weeks. Lost at home to Boston College, lost on the road to Louisville, and they just haven't been the same since Leary went down. And, you know, I want to say the Wolfpack defense is going to keep them in this game against Drake May and the Tar Heels, but I just don't see it happening here. 6.5, it's under that key number of 7. I'm going to ride with the Tar Heels here this week. Into the Big Ten we go. Nebraska is traveling to Iowa in a surging Hawkeyes team who are 10.5-point favorites over the Cornhuskers, Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm actually going to pick Nebraska to cover this one here. Ooh. I think it's too many points for Iowa. I know that they've been hot over the last few weeks, and they're riding a win streak here, and it's kind of all on the line. If they win, they're in to the Big Ten championship game for the second year in a row. But I do think Casey Thompson and Nebraska are going to take this into the fourth quarter with a potential chance to win the game. I don't think they will win. I think Iowa will get the job done, but I think this is going to be a little bit closer than that 10.5 points that the DraftKings odds makers are putting on this. So I'm going to take Nebraska to cover.
Scotty, how about you, my man?
I am with Vaughn here. I am also going to go with Nebraska. I think that they keep things close in the rivalry game. We know Nebraska likes to keep things close. I don't think they're going to win. And I also think that it is totally bizarre that Iowa is likely going to go back to the Big Ten championship after what we've seen from especially their offense this year. And it's also funny that they lost to Iowa State this year, who's in last place in the Big 12, yet Iowa will likely be representing the West in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'll do you guys a favor here. I'm going to be on the Hawkeye side. I know it's a lot of points, but that defense is playing some outstanding football right now. Held Minnesota at Minnesota to 10 points, held Wisconsin to 10 points, held Purdue to 3 points, Northwestern to 13. Like, that defense is playing lights out football right now. I don't think Nebraska really does anything good offensively, and that Iowa defense is going to be able to garner some takeaways, some short fields, and they're going to be able to score just enough to cover the 10.5 and kind of blow out the Huskers to head to Indianapolis. I like Iowa -10.5 here this week. Number 12, Washington, a 2-point favorite in the Apple Cup at Washington State, Scotty.
I'm gonna go with Washington State here. I know it's only a 2-point spread, but you know, number 12 Washington on the road seems like a little bit of an upset, but I like Washington State to win this one. I think Washington's riding pretty high after the big win on the road against Oregon. They're seeing their name pop up in those Rose Bowl projections, maybe. But I think that Washington State is going to play some spoiler with that and get the big win.
Now, what do you feel about it, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Washington, actually. Washington State, this is a really interesting spread here. I'd expect this to be a little bit higher than 2. Washington hasn't lost a game in about a month and a half. They have been, like Scotty said, riding a hot streak. They've beaten pretty much all of their opponents in the Pac-12 outside of Arizona State and UCLA. Those were back-to-back games, but they've rattled off big win after big win. They beat Oregon State at home, beat Oregon on the road, and just mollywopped Colorado last week. So I trust Michael Penix Jr. and the boys over in purple to get the job done. Give me the Huskies -2.
If I learned anything this year doing this podcast with you boys each and every week, if a spread does not make sense to me, go with the side that doesn't make any sense. So I'm going to roll with Washington State as a 2-point underdog here because I feel like Washington should be in the 4.5 to 5-point range, right? The way that they've been playing, coming off the big win against Colorado, beating Oregon on the road, beating Oregon State, it doesn't make any sense. That's 3 really impressive victories in the last 3 weeks. How are they only 2-point favorites as they take on the Cougars in a rivalry game? So I think they're trying to tell me something here, and I'm going to roll with Washington State +2. 4 games in on our Pick'em podcast, and before we get to our last 4, I want to tell you that Manscaped and us here on the Pick'em Pod, we're going to go ahead and help you this holiday season. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, and we're going to get you free shipping and 20% off. Go check out that Platinum Package. Everything you know and love about the performance package, including the Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer and the Weed Whacker nose, ear, and hair trimmer, which is awesome. And then they got some shower goodies to go along in the Platinum Package. Going to elevate your entire hygiene game. Like I said, join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Let's get you free shipping and 20% off. All you have to do is head to manscaped.com and insert promo code MNB20. That's MNB20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Final 4 games of the regular season here on the Pick'em Pod. We've got South Carolina coming off an absolute beatdown at home of Tennessee. They travel to their in-state rival, number 8, Clemson. 14.5-point favorites are the Tigers, Vaughn.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah, I'm actually going to take South Carolina to cover here. I don't expect them to win, but I do think that they're going to keep it close. I feel like Spencer Rattler, something just clicked last week when they were playing Tennessee. It was at home. It was a night game. They were highly underrated going into that game as underdogs, over 20-plus point underdogs in that game, and they ended up just mollywopping Tennessee straight up. I think that Spencer Rattler, something clicked with him, and I think that he does play better when he's in those kinds of situations. So I'm going to take them to at least cover. It's a rivalry game. Anything can happen, but I do think Clemson's going to win, but I will take South Carolina to cover.
How do you see it happening, Scotty?
I'm going to go the other way here and take Clemson. I had a little bit of trouble with this because obviously, South Carolina does have some momentum, like Vaughn said, from that big win. But also, Clemson We're recording on Tuesday, so they just came out with the new rankings. They're number 8 right now, and they've got to make some statements to make it into the playoff. So I think we're going to see them really, really trying to blow some opponents out of the water here. They're at home. It's the rivalry game. I think that they're going to show up when it matters, and I think they're going to make one of those statements and cover.
You know what? This is a really interesting spot, right? Because South Carolina, this is, I understand it's their in-state rival, but this is a massive letdown spot, you know, given what they did against Tennessee at home, on the road against Clemson, who are trying to make a statement for the college football playoff. But I just got to kind of bet the numbers here. I feel like Clemson hasn't been all that impressive. When you take a look at, like, just the raw SP plus number, you would make this game about an 8-point spread. This is above 2 touchdowns at 14.5. And while it's a classic letdown spot for South Carolina, I'm just going to side with the numbers and roll with the Gamecocks here, you know, and I'm a little bit worried that Spencer Rattler is going to turn back into Spencer Rattler, and it could get ugly for the Gamecocks, but I'm just going to go with the straight numbers here and take South Carolina plus the 14.5. Massive game out west where we've got number 9. How about a top 25 matchup between these two, hey? Number 9 Oregon, a 3-point favorite at number 21 Oregon State. And sorry, let's go with Scotty here.
I did not expect Oregon State to be ranked for this one, but here we are. And honestly, I think this spread is perfect. I think Oregon's going to win this game by a field goal. But just for the sake of it, I'll take Oregon to cover. They're playing for a Rose Bowl berth. They had the playoff potentially in their sights before the loss to Washington. And I don't think that they're going to let another loss happen. Like I said, I really like him by a field goal, but I'll just take Oregon to cover.
How do you see it, Vaughn?
Yes, Scotty kind of stole the words right out of my mouth. I like Oregon -3. I think this can be a really close game, too. Oregon State's been really good this season, to my surprise, and probably everybody's surprise coming out of the Pac-12. But, yeah, I think Oregon's in a situation where they kind of just they got to throw the kitchen sink out there and really hope that they can make some noise in these last couple games, so they can at least prove that they can get to Pasadena, the Rose Bowl. That's ultimately what they're playing for at this point. So give me Oregon -3.
Yeah, I think they're building something in Corvallis in a great year for the Beavers, but ultimately Oregon in that offense going to have things rolling in a rivalry game. Like you guys mentioned, a lot of things still up for grabs for the Ducks. Probably not going to make the college football playoff, but the Pac-12 championship still in play, I do believe, right? They'd be looking at a date with USC with a win here. Am I correct on that?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. I think you're right.
So, I mean, that is it's a massive thing to play for, like you talked about, you guys, you know, in the Rose Bowl here, and ultimately a chance for them to go to the Rose Bowl with a win and then even a loss against USC, right? Because we would think USC, if they beat Notre Dame and then Oregon, they're probably going to jump the loser of Ohio State, Michigan to get in the college football playoffs. So a lot of things on the line for Oregon, and ultimately I do like that offense. They rank 5th in SP plus. Go ahead and give me the Ducks here this week to cover the 3. Pretty a little shorter spread than I would have imagined, but it is a rivalry game on the road. So we've got number 15 Notre Dame traveling to the team I just mentioned, the Trojans of USC, and the Trojans 5.5-point favorites, Vaughn.
It's going to be a great game. After Michigan and Ohio State, I'm really looking forward to watching this game. This is going to be fantastic. And I'm going to pick USC to cover here just solely because I want USC to lose. So there's a little bit of intrigue as far as if, you know, whoever loses that Michigan-Ohio State game could very well kind of back into the college football playoff with USC losing. You assume that LSU will probably lose in the SEC championship game to Georgia. It really brings a debate to the college football playoff committee as far as who are you going to take at that point. Are you going to take a USC team that lost to Notre Dame, but maybe have won the Pac-12 championship? There's going to be a lot of intrigue with that one. So I'm going to pick USC to cover and really, really hope that it kind of pulls a jinx here and Notre Dame ends up winning.
What about you, Scotty?
Yeah, I've got the exact same reasoning as Vaughn. I don't like to root for Notre Dame, but I will be rooting for Notre Dame. And because of that, I'll be picking USC to cover. Obviously, I hope and pray that Michigan will beat Ohio State and be in. But just in case there's a loss, I'm going to root for everything that could get Michigan still into the playoff. So, yeah, really hoping that, Notre Dame can pull it off, but I'm going to take USC.
I'm going to roll with the Irish here, plus the 5.5. I think USC, they've just been playing with fire all year, man. Some of these games that they're able to pull out, including the one against UCLA, I understand their ability to force turnovers is something just the only thing that can explain it is straight up divine intervention. But I'm just going to go ahead and pick against that here this week. Notre Dame's playing a lot better football. They were up big on Navy before they almost completely blew that game, but then blew BC out of the water last week. They're starting to build some momentum and playing better football. The spread seems a little bit inflated, even with it being out in USC. But also, an emotional rivalry win last week against UCLA. This has a chance to be a letdown spot for USC, even with everything that they're playing for. Go ahead and give me the Irish to cover the plus 5.5. And finally, well, you know, somewhat of a big game, I guess you could say. We've got number 3 Michigan traveling the shoe to take on number 2 Ohio State. The Buckeyes, 7.5-point favorites. This number has continued to come down all year, and the Buckeyes just over a touchdown favorite, Scotty.
Yeah, man, we've picked a lot of games this year, and it has all been leading up to this one, the game. And I hope to God that I am wrong, but I'm going to pick Ohio State to cover. I believe we had this exact same spread on the podcast for the game last year, where I also picked Ohio State to cover, and I was wrong last year, and I really hope that I'm wrong again.
How about you, Vaughn?
You know I love a good emotional hedge bet. I'm doing the same thing Scotty is, picking Ohio State to cover the 7.5. I do think that the 7.5 is a pretty decent number to go off. I think that with their high-powered offense, they've got the home crowd, they've got the revenge factor going for them. They really do have a lot going for them this season, and I would not be surprised if Ohio State did end up winning by multiple touchdowns. Also wouldn't surprise me to see Michigan play this one really competitively, especially if Blake Corum, Donovan Edwards, Luke Schoonmaker, those guys are back in action, which I fully expect them to be. Don't know if they're going to be 100% or not. I highly doubt it, especially with Corum and that nasty knee injury that he suffered last weekend. But at the end of the day, I'm going to roll with Ohio State and hope that I'm wrong and hope that me and Scotty can get this reverse pick, the emotional hedge bet, in Michigan's favor once again.
Yeah, I'm rocking with the Buckeyes minus 7.5. This is an emotional hedge as well, but it's also kind of a little bit with it, the Corum thing, right? Because without them, Michigan's behind the eight ball. Even with Donovan Edwards and Mike Morris and Luke Schoonmaker all coming back, Blake Corum's ability to just find extra yards out on that football field is super uncanny, and they're going to need every yard against the Buckeyes here this weekend. I'm sure we're going to see Corum suit up. Is it going to be 100%? I very much doubt it, and that plays into the hands for the Buckeyes. So we'll see what happens. Very much hoping that we are wrong on that one. But that has been the Pick'em Pod and the final week of the regular season here in 2022. Scotty, great to have you back for the final week. Where can we find you on social media, man?
Yeah, dude, it is great to be back. And you guys can all give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. The remaining football posts for the season will be there, and then we'll get into basketball stuff.
Vaughn, how about you?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. I will be certainly live tweeting this one from my account, from the Maize and Brew account. Give both a follow. Just search Maize and Brew on Twitter, too. Really looking forward to Saturday. Lots of good football coming on. It's going to be a good one.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Subscribe, rate, and leave a review for all of our podcasts wherever you get your shows. We appreciate the feedback and the love from you, the listener. Go out and enjoy the game tomorrow. And, you know, this is obviously Amazing Brew Pod, so we can say go blue. Would love to be picking Michigan to the Big Ten Championship on next week's Pick'em Pod. For my partners Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on the Pick'em Pod.